AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Does President Trump want Democrats to try to impeach him? Reporters asked White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders that question this morning. She called the idea absurd and said it's ridiculous for Democrats to talk about impeachment.
There's no basis for it. It's absurd on its face. That's why there's no support for it out in the country. The numbers have shown in poll after poll that there's not support for it.
A small but growing number of House Democrats are pushing Speaker Nancy Pelosi on the impeachment issue. She is meeting with them privately this morning. Those storms in the Midwest have left a third person dead, an elderly woman in Iowa. A tornado may have hit her farm in Adair County. Two other people have died in the storms in Missouri. Sherry Dyke got caught in the bad weather in Weber's Falls, Oklahoma.
I couldn't tell what direction I was going anymore because stuff was just flying around. Everything was turned around.
More severe storms are expected today in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Alabama lawmakers are moving a bill that would jail doctors who don't try to save babies born after an attempted abortion. The bill passed the House last night and now goes to the Alabama State Senate. Former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential campaign says he supports the idea that Congress should make abortion rights federal law, if necessary. Some Democratic presidential candidates are worried that the Supreme Court might overturn Roe versus Wade at some point. Quick Trip has removed some Del Monte vegetable trays from its stores after several reports of illnesses in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Health officials say the vegetable trays, which include broccoli and cauliflower and carrots, have been linked to salmonella bacteria. So far, it's sickened three people in Wisconsin and one in Minnesota. This is AP Radio News. The nation's housing chief has confused a real estate term with a cookie.
At a House hearing yesterday, Democrat Katie Porter asked HUD Secretary Ben Carson about REOs.
Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
An REO.
Carson gave the acronym a shot.
Real estate.
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO.
Carson tried to have fun with it afterward, tweeting a picture of him holding a pack of Double Stuff Oreos and a note saying he was sending them to Porter. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A fort built by freed slaves during the Civil War in Nashville is being designated for its significance to the history of slavery and African Americans. Fort Negley has been designated by the UN a site of memory. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.